Proclamation number 0956 of 9th of June, 1939. Extraordinary proof of grace. Arrogance of the researchers. Wonderful, but the ways of the Lord are often incomprehensible for you people. And so hear his comforting words today. You all still don't understand the meaning of his extraordinary proof of grace. When the Lord speaks to you, it is not only for the purpose of instructing an individual, but this individual is only the recipient of what is addressed to the whole of humanity. The world rejects divine intervention in earthly events, and it must now obviously be proven to it that a power is at work here which was previously inexplicable or unknown to it. And this work always remains such proof for every outsider who allows himself to be examined. God's love now goes so far as to make people suspicious who, in their self-assurance, claim that the research of science alone is authoritative and that through it a dissolution or destruction of everything connected with the earth has been perfectly established. Precisely such researches confuse the human mind more than is beneficial to it, and thus arises the necessity of first making this group of scholars harmless. And thus it is now also understandable that both spiritual friends as well as the spiritually striving human being will only have to fight ever more against the arrogance. All of these must be transformed right into the deepest innermost part, and for this purpose the human being will first have to completely shut himself off from the external world. Because only then will he be able to understand the rule and activity of the eternal deity. But those who are not so attached to the world on the one hand, but on the other hand value their earthly knowledge too highly, the Father in heaven wants to bring their erroneous view to their attention, and this can only happen through the obvious presentation of world events, the occurrence of which the world is no longer able to believe in. Interruption.